with Empire KVCR News. I'm Shereen Awad. The Riverside County Office of Foreign Trade will present a series on export trade designed to give businesses in the area training on how to export internationally. KVCR's Benjamin Perper has more.
The series, called the Export Trade Assistance Partnership, is a cooperation between the Riverside County Office of Foreign Trade and the Small Business Administration. Basically, it's a training program designed to give businesses strategies and a network of contacts to succeed internationally. Veselina Farouk is with the Riverside County Economic Development Agency.
Actually, only 5% of American companies are active internationally. I think when you look at our training series, really every aspect of international trade is covered, from writing an international business plan, doing a proper market research, financing an international transaction. Every session we offer is going to cover these topics.
More information is available at riversideoed.com. Benjamin Perper, Empire KVCR News.
Volunteers woke up early on Wednesday, January 29th, to conduct a survey of all the homeless people living in Riverside County. KVCR's Benjamin Perper was there and has this report.
About 60 volunteers showed up to the La Sierra University Church at 5:30 a.m. to sign in for the homeless point in time count. Over 1,000 people registered for the count in all of Riverside County. The count is a snapshot of homelessness in Riverside County that's used to determine how much federal money is distributed to fight homelessness in this area. Volunteers use an app to survey homeless people in the streets, in parks, in encampments, under bridges, wherever they can find them. I talked to Gordon in a park in Riverside. He's been homeless about 3 years.
It's kind of sad because most of us that are out here aren't here because we want to be here. We're not in your neighborhoods because we want to be there.
Yeah.
It's the only place we've got to go.
After the count, I talked to Natalie Camuro, Riverside County's Deputy County Executive Officer for Homelessness Solutions. She participated in the count herself.
It was good. We ended up at a county circle where there historically had been an encampment, but you couldn't see it from where we were standing. So we walked up this trail, and then I was frankly shocked to see several established tents and bicycles and so forth up there.
Camuro says the count is vital to efforts to combat homelessness in the county.
One, it's important because we're required by our funders to do it, and so we would be able to get about $10 million from the federal government and another 10 or so from the state if we don't do this. So we have to do it for those reasons, but it's also an important snapshot to sort of give us an indicator year to year how we're doing.
The numbers from the point-in-time count will be released in the spring. Benjamin Perper, Empire KVCR News.
There's a discussion going in California over whether four native bumblebee species should be listed under the California Endangered Species Act. It's unprecedented because there are no insects on the list. There are insects on the federal list. Agricultural groups like the California Farm Bureau Federation are suing to stop the listing, saying past cases show insects are ineligible. Noelle Kramers is with the borough.
Back in the 80s, the commission voted to list a butterfly, and then the Office of Administrative Law said, nope, sorry, there's no authority.
But California Department of Fish and Wildlife officials and wildlife advocates say otherwise. Kim Delfino is with the group Defenders of Wildlife.
People should care about whether or not pollinators and insects become endangered because they are the very links to how our food is grown.
This idea of listing insects is bringing up a lot of questions. For instance, you can't apply the same rules from no-kill species like wolves to bees. A decision on the insects could take place this summer. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.